Okay, so we're up to Perek Vav in the Rambam. And it's on page, in the Meimarom, it's on page Chaf Zayin. Okay, as I always do, I'm going to be reading it from the Mosada of Kook edition of Hakdamas LaPerush HaMishnah. So the topic of this Perek is Bahefresh Ashabena Chosid HaMe'uleh the difference between the Chassid HaMe'uleh, which is like the high level person who's called the Chassid, and between the one who conquers his Yetzer and controls himself. In other words, we'll see, the Chassid HaMe'uleh is the guy that doesn't really have a fight, whereas the one who conquers his Yetzer and controls himself, he's got some kind of internal conflict, internal fight going on in him that he needs to employ some level of self-control. So Ram says the philosophers said, "Shamoishel benafshoy, the one who controls himself, right? Afal pi she'oseh ha'maaseh ha'tovim ha'chashuvim, even though he does good and important deeds, hu oseh osam, he does them." Right, he does those good things. U'misave ela pu'ulos ha'ra'os, but he really has a taiva for the bad actions. V'nichsaf alein, and he yearns the bad actions. V'yichbosh es yitzro, but he conquers his yitzro, and he doesn't do those bad things. V'yachlik olav b'pu'ulosav, and he like is chaylik on him, meaning chaylik on his yitzahara in his actions. In his heart, he's in agreement with his Yetzirah. He wants to do those bad things. But when it comes to his actions, he allows his actions to argue, so to say, on the Yetzirah. Right? He, so to say, argues on his keiches that have stirred him, and his taiva, and his kind of natural quality that he has in him that wants to do these bad things. V'yaseh ha'tovos, and yet he does, instead he does the good things. V'mitzta'er ba'asiyatam v'nizok, but it's difficult for him. He suffers by doing those good things, and so to say, like, is damaged by that. In other words, he feels it's very hard for him. So he suffers the fact that he's doing something which is kind of against his will, so to say, kind of against his natural, I don't know if you call it natural, but his inclination. So really what he's describing here, if you, you know, look at the words, right? Al mashi iruhu, we learned that there's a koyach hamis oirer in a person. So really there's this, he's being magbir, he's overpowering his seichel on over the koyach hamis oirer, right? We saw that there's a koyach haseichel and there's a koyach hamis oirer. So he's taking his intellect, using his intellect to overpower and overcome his koyach hamis oirer. So this is the person, the philosopher said, this is the person who, of course, is Moshel benafshoy. Aval echosid, but the chosid, hu shenimshach bepu'ulosoy, achamasha ti'ireu ta'avosoy uzchunosoy. He is drawn in his action after what his taiva and his natural characteristics, so to say, stir to. V'yaseh ha'tovos, and he does those good things. In other words, his nefesh, his taivas are to do good things. He likes doing good, and that's what he does. V'yaseh ha'tovos, and he does those good things. V'misave v'nichsaf alein, and he, you know, desires and yearns doing those good things. He's a naturally good person. Uvaskama min ha'filosofim, and it's agreed upon by all the philosophers, right? There's they all agree, all the philosophers agree. She'achosid yoter chashuv v'yoter shalem min ha'moshel b'nafsha. They all agree that the chosid is more important and a more whole person than than the one who is Moishel Banafshe, than the guy who's got that inner struggle and controls himself. This is something that's agreed upon by all the philosophers. Okay? Abul Amru, but they said, Sha'amoishel Banafshe kechassid beinyanim rabim. The Moishel Banafshe, right? The guy who's controlling himself, he's got this inner conflict, but he's controlling himself. He's like the chassid in many ways, in many inyanim. Uma'alosei lamata mimeno bechrach. But al korchich, right? You must say that his ma'ala is a bit below that of the chassid. Lehi yosim is avala poilara, being that he desires to do bad things. Even though he doesn't do those bad things because he controls himself, but his yearning to evil means that he's got a bad characteristic in his nefesh, right? So he's got to be worse than the guy who's good, who's a chassid. He doesn't want these bad things. He doesn't have these bad ideas in his head. He's not in that kind. So clearly, the chassid, says the philosophers, is on a higher level than the Moishel B'Nafshoi. And Shlomo HaMelech has already said something similar to this. Nefesh Rasha Ivsara. Right? The nefesh of the Rasha desires bad. Pasuk in Mishlei. And when it comes to the simcha, the happiness of the chassid in doing good things, and the tsar that somebody who's not a tzaddik has in doing those things, so this is the ma'amar that Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishle, simcha latzaddik asois mishpat. It's a happiness to the tzaddik to do mishpat, right? To do correct things, to do justice. Umechita lepoale oven, but it's destruction to those who do wrong. Okay, so the same action for the tzaddik is gevaldik, is makes him happy. But for the guy who doesn't like, be'etzim is as an atiyah to bad, the guy that actually really kind of does bad, for him it's destruction. That's what he said. It's da'er. That's the way he learns it. The Rambam is learning that this is. It's interesting because the lashon of poyle oven is mashma that the guy actually does bad, not just thinks bad. So I don't know exactly, but I guess maybe that's the reason. That's probably why the Rambam says kayotze b'zeh. He's not saying this. It's not mamish on this inyan. He's saying something that touches upon this idea, right? It's similar to this, as you see that the chassid has simcha when he does good, and the one who's not a tzaddik has tsar. Has tsar. Hagam that we're dealing with a moishel benafshay and not a poyle oven, but nevertheless you see that he would have tsar. I think that zeh hanira medivra neviim naus. So he says this would appear from the words of the Navi would shtim with what the philosophers mentioned. He's like trying to bring kind of like a shtickle remez to the statement of the philosophers in the words of the Navim, meaning it makes sense to the Rambam. The Rambam found it looks like this would come out from the words of the Navim as well. And when we investigate, we analyze the words of the Chachamim in this inyan, Nimtzalehem, we find for them Shamis Avil Averis v'nichsafalein Hu Yoser Choshev Yoser Shalim Me'asher Lo Yisave Alein V'lo Yitzta'er B'anachasan. We find that the one who has a taiva to averis and yearns these averis is actually more chashev and more shalim than the guy who doesn't have any taiva for those averis, and the guy who doesn't have any tsar in not doing them. Ad she'amru, to the point that they said, shekoyla she'yo adam yoser chashev yoser shalim To the point that Chazal said that whoever is more important and a more whole person, his yearning to Averis and his tsar in not doing the Averis is going to be even greater. In other words, the greater he is, the greater that tsar is going to be, the greater the yearning for Averis is, and the greater the tsar of not doing the Averis. They said about this, whoever is greater than his friend, his yetzer is greater than him. So you see, he says from here that adrabba, the greater you are, the bigger yetzer you have. So that means that the greatest person is the person that does have taiva for averus. The guy who doesn't have such a yetzer, it's a simin that he's on a lower level. He's not so great. Not only this. We find that they say, Chazal say, that the reward of someone who controls himself, meaning he's got that inner struggle and he controls himself, is greater dependent, right? Or the greatness of the reward is dependent on how much tsar, how difficult it is for him to control himself. The Amru, and on that they said, Lefum tsara agro. The reward is dependent on how much tsar you had in not doing that evil deed, that bad deed. V'yoyser mizeh, more than this, Shehem tzivu liyasod misav laveris. We find Chazal commanded the person to have taiva for averis. It's a funny lashon, right? We find Chazal tell a person, you should be misav for averis. You should have taiva for averis. Vizhiru miloimar, and they warn the person from saying, Sha'ani b'tivi lo et avela zeisa avera. They warn the person should never say, I naturally would never have a taiva for this avera. V'afo pishal asr atar, even if the Torah did not asr it, I wouldn't have a taiva for such a thing. V'hu amram, and that's what they said. Marin Kulin mentions it, I think, right? Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Layoimar Adam Efshi Lechol Basar Becholov, Efshilul Bashatnes, Efshilov Alarva. Persons should never say, I can't possibly eat Basar Becholov. I can't possibly do it. I can't possibly wear Shatnes. I can't possibly be Boil Alarva. He should never say that. Ela Efsha Ela, what should he say? Efshi, I could. You know, I would if I could. But what can I do? Avisha b'shamayim gozar alai. My father in heaven, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, decreed upon me that I shouldn't do it. Be'etzim, I would like to do it. But I can't. My hands are tied. Hashem was gozer on me. That's what Chazal say. Says the Rambam, Lufi amuvon, mipshutei shnei ha-ma'amorim, betchilas ha-machshofo, heimsoi shimzeh ezeh. According to the Pashtus Hadvarim, it would look that these two Mamorim, now the only Mimer that he spoke about before was the Mimer of the philosophers. So it seems that when the Rambam says Shneama Hagam, that he brought a Pasuk to kind of find a hint to, but it seems when he talks about Shneama Mamorim here, he's talking about the Mimer of the philosophers and the Mimer of Chazal. And he says that it seems that their Soisir is Ezer, right? At first, machshava, right? When you look at it at first glance, these statements of the philosophers and Chazal seem to contradict each other. Ve'eina inyan came, but it's not so. There's really no contradiction between the two. Avoshneim emes, ve'in machleikes b'neim klal. They're both true, and there's no disagreement between them at all. Vahu, and that is, she'arois ha'shein etzel ha'filosofim ra'ois. The bad things that the philosophers are speaking about, asher omru, that they said, shel mishelo yitave alein yosir choshev min hamisav alein v'yichbosh es yitzra mehen. What are the bad things that the philosophers are speaking about when they say it's better that a person doesn't lust, doesn't have a taiva for those bad things, that's better, that's more choshev than the guy who does have a taiva, but is kovish, is yisra, he conquers his yetzer and doesn't do them. The philosophers were talking about the things that are held in the eyes of everyone to be evils, to be bad things. Kishvichus damim, murder, ugneva, theft, gzela, vayna, right, ripping someone off, ulahazik lemisha loyeheralo, and doing, damaging someone who didn't do anything wrong to you, viligmoil ra lemetiv loy, and doing bad to someone who actually did good for you, and to shame, disgrace one's parents, and similar things to this. In other words, things that the whole world all understands intellectually, what we would call the moral evils. Right? Everybody understands that these things are, you don't do, it's wrong to do. So these types of things, if somebody has, oh, it's got a gewaltige taiva to kill people. Clearly, that's not a refined person. The guy who doesn't have that taiva to kill is more refined. Right? He's a greater person. And Chazal don't disagree with that. Yeah. He's a tremendous to every single time he, you know, goes in the store, he wants to just steal things, he wants to pickpocket people. You know, the guy's kleptomaniac. That's not what Chazal mean. That's not what Chazal mean, that those guys are on the higher level. Yeah, that's much better. That's clearly not what Chazal mean. The Hayna mitzvahs, Sha'amra aleihem ha'chachamim zirchonim levacha, those are the mitzvahs that the Chazal said about them. She'iluloi nichtivu, had those mitzvahs not been written down explicitly in the Torah, ru'uyah seinli kosev, it would be appropriate for them to be written down. Meaning, even that the Torah not told us that, we would know that these are standards that you should live by. V'yikru'u oisem k'tzas mi'chachameinu ha'achroinim asher cholu choli ha'medabrim mitzvahs ha'sichlios. And some of the chachamim ha'achroinim, they refer to these things as intellectual mitzvahs. Meaning mitzvahs that make sense to the human logic. V'ein safik, there's no suffix that these mitzvah sichlius, if there's a nefesh that has some kind of tishtokek love, they really, a guy really, really yearns to kill, really yearns to, clearly sheichasera, clearly that nefesh is lacking something. And obviously, the chashuva nefesh, the important nefesh, would not have a taiva to any of these bad things at all. I mean, it's also not going to suffer by not doing them. It doesn't have tsar from not stealing and not killing. But the things that Chazal meant, the things that they were talking about, it's not just what they meant, the things that they actually will see that zeroed in on. That one who conquers his yetzer from them, from the mitzvahs that Chazal is referring to, is greater, and his reward is greater. Hey, ma teiris hashim iyos. Those are what are referred to as the teiris hashim iyos, meaning the halachas, the dinim that we heard from Har Sinai, right? What we have a messiah for, and we do them only because we heard them from God, only because Hashem commanded us. So we listen, nasev and nishma. We listen to what Hashem did. We wouldn't understand them on our own. We wouldn't. It's not obvious to the human moral intelligence, so to say. Vize emes, and this is true. Shel moli ha-Torah lo ha-irayus klal. The truth is that had the Torah not answered those things, they wouldn't be bad at all. They're only bad because the Torah answered them. Umipnei ze amru, and because of this they said, she'tzorcha adam she'aniach nafshoi o'heves o'yson. Therefore, Chazal instructed us that the person needs to leave his nefesh, that his nefesh should actually love them, like, want to do those things. And the only thing holding back the person from doing them is the Torah. And he says, and pay attention, right, to their chachma, aleihem hashalom, and to what mashal they used in describing this. Shehem lo yomru, they didn't say al yomer adam, a person should never say eif shilarga nefesh, I don't want to kill, eif shilignav, I don't want to steal, eif shilichazev, or it's impossible, sorry, I have no taiva, it's impossible for me to steal, it's impossible for me to lie, I can never do such a thing. They didn't use those examples. El efshi umayase elvi shibashmayim gozer alai. Right? Avaleviu dvarm shimihim. All the examples that they brought are things that be'etzem would not be bad, except for the fact that the Torah commanded us. They're mitzvahs shimiyos. They're dvarim shimiyim. Kulam, all of the examples. Basar b'chalov, ulavisha shatnes, v'arayis. Now, arayis, right, we also saw that arayis was brought down. Not over here. Yeah, one of the examples Taka that the Gemara uses, that the Torah's Kohen uses, he brought down Eif Shilova Ala Erva, and over here he's saying that Arayas. So the Farshim explained that it's not a stira. There's certain types of Arayas which we would know without the Torah telling us. For example, Eishas Ish. Okay, and then there are other types of Arayas that the only thing holding a person back from doing that is the fact that the Torah said it's Aser. So there are two categories of arayas. Okay. At the Lamaisa, here he's saying that. Right over here. Okay, one second. Arayas. Right. No. So there's another. Right. No. This is tack on the same list. Right, arayas. But in other places, they bring down. Yeah, the Gemara in Yuma, es mishpatei tasu, dvorim shel molei lo nichtevu, things that had they not be written, dinu shiichtevu, right? It would be the halacha would, you know, din. It would be obvious that they should be written. The eluheim avodizara gilu arayus ushviches domim gezel v'chule. So you see that arayus is put together with shviches domim. So they explain that there's no stira, that it's just the different types of arayas, there's different classes of arayas. Some that make sense, like Eishas Ish, that's clearly, it's pasha, it's another form of gezel kemat. Right? So anyway, so he says, V'omram b'sein ezirchonim levrocha, I'm sorry, v'eilam mitzvahs, and these mitzvahs, meaning the basa b'cholov, shatnez, arayas, they are what Hashem called chukos. And Chazal said, "Chukim shechakakti lecha, ein lecha rishus lahar b'hem." The laws that I set for you, you have no rishus, you have no permission to think after them. Don't try to logically analyze them. Don't critique them, criticize them. There's no place here to, you know, decide and think, oh, they're good, not good, you know, do they fit our moral standards, not. They're chukim, meaning they're not up to, you know, they're not for human understanding necessarily. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided and finished. Whether the intellect understands it or not, whether the seichel understands it or not. Va'ovdei kechavim meshivim aleihem, right? And this is part of the chukim. Va'ovdei kechavim respond to them, they have tainus on them. Vasatan mekatrik behem. And the satan also is mekatrik on them. Could go in paraduma, vasar mishtalech, v'chule. Examples are paraduma and sar mishtalech. They have tainus, like what kind of crazy laws are these? They make no sense. Now, the list of chukim in the world has expanded to almost the whole Torah, because, right, almost the whole Torah now already doesn't make sense to the human being of today, unfortunately, since they've decided they want to be matter everything. But that's why we know, you know, that Farshim say that the idea of chukim is that you should understand that ultimately all the mitzvahs are chukim. We understand certain aspects of the mitzvahs. They say that time of mitzvahs, right? What the Rambam says, right? Machlek is the Gemara, can you give time of mitzvahs or not? Can you give reasons for the mitzvahs? So the Rambam gives reasons for the mitzvahs in Mar Nevuchim and others for him, right? So it says in certain, I don't remember where I've seen this, but it's a very nice I think it's an emes type of thing, right? Tam emes is from the lashon of tam, to taste. Like a reason is like it's a taste. This gives you a taste of the mitzvah. Meaning it gives you something to connect to. It gives you like a good feel, a good, so you're able to do the mitzvah that much with that much more connection. But it's not the reason for the mitzvah. The mitzvahs of the Rebbein Shalem are infinite, and his infinite wisdom gave them to us, so obviously we can't grasp them in full. So the chukim are a revelation, you know, they're a gilui, they reveal to us that all the mitzvahs are really chukim at the highest level, except that there's aspects of the mitzvahs, of the regular mishpatim or whatever, the regular mitzvahs that we, like the, what we call the sichlios, is that we understand them. We at least understand a good part with, or some part of them, that we would be able to enact this mitzvah even without the Torah writing it. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap, actually, and I think in his beer on the Siddur, I think maybe by where he discusses mitzvah v'haftas Hashem Elokecha, he says this yisoy that the difference is that by the mitzvah sichlius is really everything in the world comes from the Torah, including the emotional and moral standards of the emotions of a person, including the moral standards of a person. But the mitzvahs, the Torah, it all comes from the Torah. So that the mitzvah sichlius, the idea is that the aura of those mitzvahs penetrated the world so much to the point that mankind understands on his own. In other words, they penetrated the human intellect so that even goyim would understand. They penetrated the human nefesh to the point that the whole world sees these mitzvahs as, yeah, obviously, you don't steal, you don't murder. Okay? That's a very nice way of understanding. Okay, so back to the Rambam. So the Rambam says, this group of mitzvahs, which we call chukim, these are what are referred to by the achroinim as sichlias, intellectual mitzvahs. Okay, where do we go here? All right. So the achroinim call and the mitzvahs that the achronim call sichlius, yikaru mitzvahs. Those are going to be called mitzvahs. In other words, the mitzvahs that we said are shimiim, those are chukim, right? Those are what Chazal called chukim, and the mitzvahs that the achronim call sichlius, those are what Chazal referred to as mitzvahs. Hinei hisbor lecha mikol ma she'amarnu. So it's been explained to you from here. You understand now from everything that we've said. Eizo min averis yiyeh mi she'lo yishtoika kalein yoyser choshov min ha'mishtoka kalein v'chovesh yitzromeh. Which types of averis the one who doesn't yearn for them is going to be greater, is going to be considered more choshov, more important than the one who yearns to do those averis, just controls them yetzer and doesn't do them. Ve'ezemehen ya inyan be'afich. And by who, and in which inyan, which type of averis is going to be the opposite? The dafka, the one who yearns for them and doesn't do them, is better off. Ve'zeh chidush nifla b'hamit shneam amorim. And this is an awesome chiddush, says the Rambam. You know, he praises his chiddush over here. This is a wonderful chiddush to support both mamorim, both statements, the statements of the philosophers and the statements of Chazal. And their lashon of Chazal shows the truth of what we explained. And now this is already, we've completed the kavanah of this parak. It's two things. First of all, just taking off it's very interesting to me, the Rambam's excitement over here, right? If you today walked into most Bate Midrashas, right, and you said, this is amazing, I just finished reading a book the haskama of all the scientists, or the haskama of all the philosophers, is azeh, right? Is something. Okay? And you give them this maskana of all the philosophers. And I don't understand how that works, because Chazal say the opposite. So probably the most common answer you'd get, right, is who cares what the philosophers say? Who cares what the scientists say? You know, let's deal with philosophers. What do we care about their moral? They're not moral. They're, you know, you got like a whole that what are they, it's just human intellect. It means nothing. The Torah is what's kaveya. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's kaveya the moral standards of the. What do I care? The philosophers say that the Moshel Beruchai is a lower level than the guy who's a chassid, a natural. He's a natural. Who cares? But the Rambam, you see, takes this haskama of the philosophers, like it's not even something, it's not a point of debate. The whole world, in the Rambam's eyes, the whole world agrees to this. So he goes and finds a remez for an apostik, which is not really, like as we said, it's not really saying the same thing, right? It's talking about Pele Oven, but he finds the idea is really kind of encompassed in that pasuk in Mishlei. And then he brings a chazal that seems to contradict it, and he gets so excited by the fact that it doesn't. There's no stira here. Yeah, it looks superficially. At first glance, it looks like a stira. But no, in fact, they work together. Chiddush nifla. This is amazing. It's a chiddush, like, what's the pshat? I think the pshat is very simple. I think that you find in chazal, right? Chazal will say sometimes, whatever, you know, kra svaroi. You need a pasuk to tell me this. It's a pasuk of svara. What's a pasuk of svara? I don't need the pasuk to tell me. In other words, there's a. You see that there's seichel. The seichel the Rebbe Shalom gives a person is an emistik a koyach. So if something is agreed upon by the seichel of everyone, okay, a bunch of chachamim, there's like no dispute about it. Plus, it makes sense to you. Like, yeah, it makes a lot of sense that the guy who doesn't want to do bad, right? Like we always say, it doesn't have a bad bone in his body. That's a higher level person than the guy who's walking around and just nonstop wants to do really bad things, but he keeps controlling himself. It's like, so what the philosopher's saying makes perfect sense. So that's a gather of kra. I don't even need a pasuk. Rav Chadamilsa, the Rambam finds a pasuk where, you know, you'll find it hinted to. So for those who are going to taina, like they would taina in the Beis Medrash, throw it out, who cares? But the Rambam is excited that, oh yeah, look, the Seichel works together with Chazal. There's no stira here. Wherever you could do that, that's a big mitzvah, is to make Chazal make sense with the human mind. Okay, that's one thing I just want to point out. The other thing is, and this is just more like a lead up to the next shiurim that we're going to see Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap, is that, I mean, let's just take our own selves. Yeah, you know, I've had this conversation with Bali Tshuva, right? So I say, like, you know, if you take a person who's from birth, and you give him, like, you try to, like, you put in front of him a piece of pork, right, or basar b'chalav, or shrimp, or whatever, some, you know, lobsters or whatever, it's like nauseating. Like, not only do you not have I can speak for myself, and I other people have told me the same. But like, it's like this, like just the thought of it, like, disgusts you. Mama shigeder of Iepshi, like, I can't eat pork. It's like, ugh, disgusting. So you get to a point, and this is true by a lot of even the mitzvahs shimiyos, because as you go along life and you're so used to doing something, whatever it is, it becomes such a part of you that you taka feel the iepshe.
I know he's got a major tie with the way shatnas.
What? To wear shatnas. Yeah. Right. Right. So do Chazal really mean that we have to now work on ourselves and break that, kind of work ourselves up to a taiva to wear shatnez. I really want a coat with shatnez. That doesn't sit well. It doesn't make sense so much that's what Chazal mean. You work yourself up and conquer that innate, what has become an innate quality in us, that we are just disgusted by so many of the averis that are in the Torah because I can never do so. Yeah. Well, so well, that's going to be, Ezra Shem, Yaakov Moshe is going to deal with that. I think it's very fascinating. Somebody that's actually deal with that point. What do Chazal really mean when they're saying this thing? So, Ezra Shem, that's what we'll get to.